Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to How to Date, a show about how to master the messy, complex, challenging, and bizarre world of dating when you really didn't think you'd be back here again. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imber.
And I'm your co-host, Monique Robin. So, Amantha, what's your dating tip this week?
It's a really good one, I think, and it has completely changed the way I look at dating and look at any potential suitors in my life. So this actually comes from quite a well-established theory in psychology called attachment theory. And I read a really great book that is a fantastic summary of it for those that want to dig deeper. And it's called Attached by Amir Levine and Rachel Heller. And what attachment theory is all about, it's basically about how we sort of how we relate to other people, and I guess like our needs and our fears in a relationship. And it's all determined, well, largely determined by our relationship with our parents, and particularly our mother when we were very, very little. So there are three types of attachment styles, right? So let me take you through those three types. So the first type is secure attachment. So this is ideally what we want to be looking for in a partner. And this represents about 50% of the population. So, and I'm going to read from the book here in terms of how the authors of Attached describe a secure attachment style. So they say being warm and loving in a relationship comes naturally to you. You enjoy being intimate without being overtly worried about your relationships. You take things in stride when it comes to romance and don't get easily upset over relationship matters. You effectively communicate your needs and feelings to your partner and are strong at reading your partner's emotional cues and responding to them, right? So doesn't that sound like a perfect person?
Idyllic.
Great. That's what I'm looking for. But where things get tricky is that a lot of those, you know, when we're dating at our age, Monique, which is in our 40s and
I'm 21. What are you talking about?
Yeah, of course you are. And I know that, you know, our listeners are of all ages. But certainly when you're dating, when, you know, you're not a 20-something year old, a lot of the secure people are married, successfully married, because they've got this secure attachment style. They're actually, you know, they can be very effective in relationships. But generally, the what is more prevalent on in the dating pool, certainly, you know, in 40s and 50s and, you know, people that have come out of their marriages or significant relationships, are two other types of attachment styles, which each represent about 25% of the population. So let me take you through those, because this is what we need to be keeping an eye out for when we're dating, okay? So firstly is an anxious attachment style. So let me read what this is like. So you love to be very close to your romantic partners and have the capacity for great intimacy. You often fear, however, that your partner does not wish to be as close as you would like him or her to be. Relationships tend to consume a large part of your emotional energy. You tend to be very sensitive to small fluctuations in your partner's mood and actions. And although your senses are often accurate, you take your partner's behaviors too personally. You experience a lot of negative emotions within the relationship and get easily upset. As a result, you tend to act out and say things you later regret. If the other person provides a lot of security and reassurance, however, you're able to shed much of your preoccupation and feel connected. So without wanting to be sexist, what the research suggests is that women have a greater tendency to have this anxious attachment style where, you know, if you're not getting all the overt signals from a guy, you start to get anxious and start to get a bit clingy, right?
Mm.
And can you relate to this at all?
Well, actually, I was thinking from personal experience, I think I was more that type in my younger years. And then as I got older, I think I became more secure as a style of attachment because I was more secure in myself.
Yeah, that's interesting. And your attachment style can change, but typically it changes over like a multi-year period.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, the third type characterizes a lot of men in the dating pool at our age, and this is an avoidant attachment style. So this is what the book says. It's very important for you to maintain your independence and self-sufficiency, and you often prefer autonomy to intimate relationships. Even though you want to be close to others, you feel uncomfortable with too much closeness and tend to keep your partner at arm's length. You don't spend much time worrying about your romantic relationships or being rejected. You tend to not open up to your partners, and they often complain that you're emotionally distant. In relationships, you're often on high alert for any signs of control or impingement on your territory by your partner. Have you met any avoidant men?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad to hear that because I think that's every guy that I've dated since, apart from, you know, that short relationship.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. And where the worst combination is for people that are now going to view dating through the lens of attachment theory, as I now do, is the worst combination is an anxious attachment style with an avoidant attachment style, because the anxious person is all clingy and wanting reassurance, and the avoidant attachment style is not wanting to feel kind of boxed in or, like, you know, feel smothered, and it is a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely. But you know what then happens? They talk about polyamory and they invite a secure attachment person into the relationship, and that person can be the mediator.
Yeah. That's one approach. The tip for the week is I strongly recommend, highly recommend reading the book Attached. I think out of all the books on relationships and dating I have read, this one has impacted me the most in terms of having a better perspective and being able to be a better judge of character. Like, for example, if I have a great date with a guy and it's mutually great and, you know, and that's pretty obvious, but then they don't text like the next day or the day after, rather than worrying about, oh, why haven't they texted? To be honest, now I'm just writing them off and going, oh, they're clearly an avoidant attachment style. So obviously there can be other reasons. That is a generalization, but I am just being more clued into the warning signs of avoidant attachment styles, because I feel like I have had some relationships with avoidance since leaving my marriage, and they haven't ended particularly well, as they typically wouldn't if you're dating an avoidant.
And I also think that your tip is very useful in assessing your own behaviour as well. So when you feel like you're communicating in a way that's probably not as functional as it could be, maybe think about those attachment styles and which one you're leaning towards.
Yes, such good advice. So that's our tip for the week. That is it for today's show. If you have enjoyed How to Date, why not share it with other people that you think could benefit from some of the advice that we are offering? And if you enjoyed this episode, we would love to get your feedback. Please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listened to this show from. And we will see you next time.
See you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.